Okay, hello world. My name is Mansa Musa, and I'm currently incarcerated at the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego, California. I want to bring awareness to an incident that's transpiring in my life, but I know that this is happening to millions of people who are incarcerated, not only in the United States, but around the world. And I participated in a hunger strike for the whole month of August. And we did that in a form to stand in solidarity to the revolutionaries of our past, to our ancestors who've paved the way before us. I'm experiencing a lot of discrimination and aggressiveness from the custody, from CDCR. And these individuals have singled me out. They have been pestering me, and they have been trying to set me up. If it wasn't for the camera system that has been installed and instituted at this prison, I would have been in administrative segregation right now with the battery on a peace officer. Well, with this interview, I'm declaring to the international community and to the people my current status as a political prisoner, because I'm declaring my innocence. I have found exculpatory evidence that has been existing since the inception of the case from when I was 16, which I'm now serving 5 years on at 26 years old. And so at 26 years old, where my base term is up, I now have an additional 5 years to serve because of a juvenile prior that was not even a robbery, although I pled guilty to it through coercion, and unintelligently and unknowingly, I pled guilty to a robbery, but I did not commit a robbery at 16 years old. And I'm now serving an additional 5 years through an enhancement from something that transpired when I was 16. And so this is the draconian nature of the legislation that is now prevalent in our country. The free world, the land of the free is what we called it, is that when you look at the 13th Amendment, that slavery has never been abolished, is that it was redesigned and only was applicable to those who were convicted of a crime. And so understanding that even though we're living in the land of a free, that constitutionally slavery is still legal and it still exists to this day in the guise of mass incarceration. And so I really implore and I call on the communities that are significantly impacted by mass incarceration, and who loved ones are living in anguish and despair because of the draconian nature of these laws that are affecting them, and that I stand with you, and that upon my release, you can count on me to be an acolyte and an advocate and a proponent for those who are among the voiceless and those that are locked in these cages in inhumane conditions, is that this is not okay, and we have to get our incarceration population down. And so I think that with the leadership of Governor Newsom, and especially the leadership of other governors in different states, I think that we can bring this into a tangible reality, is that we have to right our wrongs and we have to rectify the past. And it starts with this generation and it starts today. I will be doing more interviews in the future with prisonradio.org. This is a wonderful organization, and I want to thank them for creating a platform for people among the voiceless to have a medium of communication to the public.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.